Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to a new weekly edition of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and in the week ahead so that you really feel in charge of your energy and you're consciously aware of what we're working on in the cosmos and here on Earth. Thank you for joining me. This show is usually live every Wednesday. I air it on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, and I'm now uploading these weekly podcasts to YouTube. So you could be listening on YouTube, and welcome, hello to all my new subscribers there. Thank you for your likes, subscriptions, and comments on my channel. It is great to be on YouTube finally and to connect with you here. So in this show, I like to give you a heads up about what's going on and to put it into real-world terms so that if you aren't familiar with the language of astrology, you can at least understand what the heck I'm talking about and what it all means. And I hope that's what you get from this show. I have been doing this podcast since 2012, and if you want to go back through the free library that I offer, you'll find all kinds of topics that I've covered through the years, and I want that to be accessible for you because I believe that people find this information when they need it and when they want it. So please feel free to look through the library of the show. There's over 300 episodes, yes, that's right, and you'll find some awesome guests that I have connected with through the years, as well as many topics. So just want to throw that out there for you as a reference and as a resource for where you can go to continually expand on your path spiritually, energetically, and of course emotionally and consciously. So in today's episode, I'm actually live on Tuesday instead of Wednesday because I'm going on a little vacation that I've had planned since November, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be posting some pictures on my Instagram of where I'm going, and I'm not going to tell you. You'll just see on my Instagram, but I'll share next week where I went. But I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm going to make the most of it and take some beautiful pictures to share with you. My Instagram link is in the show description if you would like to connect there as well. So here we are with the sun at the middle point of Pisces. And that means we're, of course, halfway through the Pisces energy. But every time the sun reaches the middle point of a sign, we have a sense of really being in it. We're really in the energy, right? We're in the middle of it. And you can feel that right now with the planets in Pisces that are really requiring us to go in, to listen, to trust our gut, to trust our feelings, to pay attention to our dream messages, to pay attention to our connection to the other realms, to spirit, angels, your guides, whatever and however you connect. That is what's really being highlighted here as we move through the middle degrees of Pisces. And I have a funny story to tell you that actually fits in perfectly with the energy right now. So last night I was so excited to get to bed early because I have a toddler and I'm just tired some days. And so we got to bed kind of early, and oh, I was in that blissful, beautiful place of sleep, deep sleep. And then a little after 12:30 a.m., the whole house starts shaking. And that's because at about a little after 12:30 last night, there was a rocket launch here in the Florida Cape Canaveral area. Now, if you've listened to this show, you've heard me talk about that's where we live. It's called the Space Coast. It's the eastern coast of Florida where they launched the rockets, and there was a big launch last month. But as I mentioned, there's a launch every month. It's not unique. And they do it based on, you know, wherever the Earth is rotating and tilting based on where the rocket needs to go. All the science stuff has to be in place, right? And I had no idea that there was a rocket launch at 12:30 last night. So it shakes our house because our house has a lot of sliding glass doors. And I was in that blissful state of sleep and thought, what is going on? And then my husband's like, it's a rocket launch. I'm like, oh, my gosh, seriously? And it went on for at least 10 minutes, I swear. It seemed to be never ending. It seemed to be a really long one. And then, thankfully, it did not come back down to Earth, because when they do that, that's when you get the sonic boom. But this rocket was going all the way out to space. So, okay, sayonara, goodbye, and good night. I went back to sleep. This morning I woke up, and I thought, oh my, I get what happened here astrologically. Being in the depths of sleep is Pisces, and being jolted awake by a new energy taking off is Aries. And lo and behold, today, last night, is when Mercury and Venus went into Aries. So I had to laugh, and I had to share that story with you, but that's what the feeling is. It's like we're kind of just floating along, and we're doing the best we can, and maybe you do feel asleep or in the crazy abyss of Pisces, and then all of a sudden there's a rocket launch that jolts you awake. And what does the rocket launch do? It has direction. It has speed. It has a sense of, this is where I'm going. And that, my friends, is the Aries energy that's coming in right now. Mercury in Aries and Venus in Aries are showing us the new direction based on who you are now. And just like a rocket launch, it has fire and gusto and direction. And it's the parts of you that you're calling back to yourself. You're calling it back because we've been scattered with Pisces, and we've been dissolved, and parts of us have felt disintegrated, and you're just, you know, a giant thing of Play-Doh, and all of a sudden you're like, no, I don't want to just be Play-Doh. I want to be something stronger. I want to be in control. I want to be very clear about what I'm doing next. And so this is what is going to be unfolding as we move through March. We get back pieces of our own energy that are about who we are right now. And every time that we approach this phase of the cycle where we start the Aries energy again, you're meant to be new. It's a newer version of you. Something has changed. Something has shifted. You've grown. You've healed. You've let some things go. You've understood more in this point of your journey than you did a year ago. And so we get these pieces of Aries energy coming in that are about reclaiming your I am energy, your I am presence. And it's a self-declaration. It's a renewal of your sense of self. And the Aries energy in its healthy form is where you declare to yourself first who you are, what you're about. It is self-leadership. It's the part of you that says, yes, this is what I want. It returns you to that sense of self that maybe felt scattered or lost or, you know, put on the back burner and just or it just disappeared. It comes back. And Aries is a fire. It's a fire sign, so it has the motivation, the inspiration, the gusto to get things going. It can be impulsive, and it can be impatient. So that is coming in, and it's going to charge us back up. Now, the sun is still the biggest energy in this ongoing story, because the sun is the biggest light in our solar system, so the sun in Pisces is still the biggest energy signature. But you're going to feel these bits of gusto coming in as more planets move into or get closer to Aries. So Mercury moving into Aries sharpens our minds, sharpens our tongues, sharpens our thoughts. It gives us new ideas. inspired ideas. We feel that need to create something new and to start something new. It's an initiation energy. Mars in Aries is fast. It moves fast. It speaks fast. It has that sense of, I need to get this going. I need to get this done. Yours truly, I have Mercury in Aries, and I know that I talk fast sometimes, and that's because I think fast, or ideas come through fast. And so you might be feeling that. You might be noticing that in other people, that sense of a lot of ideas are coming through, or solutions, insights, understanding. You're meant to look at something in a new way. You're meant to see it with fresh eyes. And it's really about looking at what needs to start again for you. Now, Mercury is going to be in Aries until about the end of April. So consider it 2 months, because he's going to go retrograde in Aries beginning March 22nd. Okay, and so that means that whatever you get started right now, the new ideas, the new thoughts, the new possibilities, just anything that comes through that gives you a breakthrough, it's probably going to be something you end up marinating about until the end of April. So I want to give you that heads up. The good news about Mercury in retrograde in Aries is that it does slow us down when we're consciously aware of it. Otherwise, it just takes off too fast. And you're grasping at straws trying to remember everything, or what you're supposed to do, or what you're supposed to write down, or what you're supposed to say. So we're going to have a chance to review it all. Mercury retrograde is March 22nd until April 15th. And that will be a good time to review and contemplate what really is worth putting your energy into. It also means that we get new information that comes in. So right now, whatever you're planning or initiating, you're going to get new information during Mercury retrograde, the end of this month and into the middle of April. So hold off, just a heads up. And it's also a heads up to be aware of your taxes. And if you're an American, we have our taxes due on the middle of April. And because Mercury is retrograde before that, make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, you do all the math correctly, and you get it to your accountant, tax professional, or whomever with enough time for them to review and perhaps recorrect some things. So Mercury in Aries gets us feeling a renewal of hope and inspiration. And where you couldn't find a solution or a breakthrough, now it comes in. Now you get clarity. Now you understand. Now you have, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I want to do. Mercury in Aries says, what do I want? And that's where I'm going to make a decision for who I am and what I want to create going forward. Now, Venus, our lovely lady Venus, is also in Aries, and she is very much about her own needs when Aries, when Venus is in Aries. When she's in Pisces, she is very compassionate, altruistic, kind. She's a good listener. But when she then saunters into Aries, she changes it up and she becomes an alpha female, and she wants to get things done and on her terms. She's not really interested in sharing. She's not interested in cooperating. She just wants to do it and go. And it's because Venus is how we receive love, or how we feel loved. And Aries is very much a masculine, dominating energy. So we say that Venus in Aries is in her detriment, which means these energies don't really go together well. It means there's a disconnect between the feminine of Venus and the masculine of Aries, and they don't quite know how to work out their relationship. So Venus in Aries, actually, she needs to be seen. She needs to feel good about herself. This is a good time for the self-help, the personal development, the understanding of who you really are and loving that. That would be a healthy way to use the Venus and Aries energy. You want to watch out for Venus and Aries likes to go it alone. So this could be a time when there's some things that you want to do on your own terms and in your own way. And that's one of her strengths, is that she's very independent, pioneering. She just wants to be able to focus on her needs. So it isn't a really relational energy. And what we have to understand about astrology is that there's a time and place for everything. And so let's honor where she's at. Let's honor that Venus in Aries is in a very, let's call it assertive energy. She wants to get things done, and maybe you don't want to share right now. And maybe you feel that you just need time for yourself or time to do what you need to do or what you want to do. And that's okay, because there's a time and a place for everything in astrology, and we are wise to honor what that is. Now, Venus in Pisces was all about other people. So it's actually a balancing time where we say, okay, now coming back to me, coming back to number one, what do I need to feel solid in myself, to feel healthy in the core of who I am, to feel strong in my personal identity, in my gifts, my talents, and what I want to experience and create in the world. And that's a healthy way of working with Venus in Aries. Now, we still have our main man, Mars, in Sagittarius, another fire sign. So the cosmos are getting a little bit fired up here. We are going to have three personal planets in fire signs, which is a resurgence of masculine energies. Now, last week I talked about how there was so much feminine energy and it was just maybe too much, right? Like you get that sense of I'm crying too much, or I feel too soft, or I feel too vulnerable or too open. The masculine energy comes in and makes us feel a little more solid, directed, focused, that sense of, okay, this is what I need to do, and this is where I'm going to put my energy into creating what I want next. So we have Mercury, Venus, and Mars in these fire signs, which gets us fired up. The energy gets turned up. It gets amplified with the need for movement and inspiration and starting something. It's energizing. The fire signs are also about growth, spiritual growth, personal growth, that sense of where am I going to go next. And so when we see this coming back in, when we see these energies, we know that we're meant to keep moving forward. And you're meant to really pay attention to where your energy increases and goes, where you feel that sense of, I want to do this, or I'm inspired by this direction, I'm motivated to take this path, or you get that sense of something really calling to you. That is the fire signs speaking to you and saying, go for it, especially with Mars in Sagittarius. Mars in Sagittarius stretches us. We expand. Now, we have to watch out for not going too far and not getting or not doing too much, because Mars in Sagittarius doesn't want to commit, keeps his options open. You know, you think of the world traveler, like, okay, I'm going to go to this country, and then I'm going to go to this country, and I don't know how long I'll be there. I'm going to keep my options open, but I want to keep moving. And that's what Mars and Sag does, is it's this understanding of keep it moving. And in a spiritual way, it's understanding that keep your faith and trust and hope open. Keep it open. I'm getting the visual of the expansion of those energies. So I'm getting the visual of a funnel. And sometimes we can be stuffing things down the funnel, right, to focus, to get it done. But I feel like what we're supposed to be aware of is the top of the funnel and to keep it open, like to keep things open, to keep the possibilities that could be funneled down to you just wide open, and to not narrow it out or to close it down, and to keep the trust alive and the belief and the faith and the hope. And, you know, those words are so overused that we can forget what they really mean to us personally. And we can forget what they really are meant to bring us, because we all have things we struggle with. And we all have areas of our lives that are maybe challenging or hard or emotional, or they're just, you know, pushing us in to some really dark or hard places. And imagine this funnel is just bringing in more light and hope and trust, and that sense of even when you're in these hard places of struggle, you're still connected to so many possibilities that you can't see yet. They're there. Stay open to them. Allow them to come in. This is not only the signature of Mars and Sagittarius and the fire signs, but it's also related to Jupiter. Jupiter in Scorpio is really moving really slow right now because he stations retrograde on March 8th at 23 degrees of Scorpio. And Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. And he shows us the growth and the expansion and where we believe and where we're putting our energy and where we feel positive and confident. He is trust and faith and hope, the all caps version, all caps with a bunch of exclamation marks. And as Jupiter moves through Scorpio, he unearths what's underneath. He unearths and brings up the anger, hurt, pain, fears that we all have about something or someone or somewhere in our life. And Jupiter unearths this stuff in order for us to transform it into hope, trust, faith, justice, wisdom, all these beautiful principles that we can use as our guiding beacons. Jupiter in Scorpio is quite intense this week because he's really honing in at that 23-degree Scorpio point where he then stops and goes retrograde. He goes retrograde until July 10th at 12 degrees of Scorpio. So between 23 degrees and 12 degrees of Scorpio in your chart, he's moving backwards. And he's saying, you know what? I don't want you to leave behind any hidden gold nuggets. I want to make sure you unearth them and you see what's been happening under the surface. You look at what you have absorbed from other people, and has it hampered or covered up your own sense of power, your own sense of love, your own sense of worthiness. The Scorpio energy, it's one of the hardest to describe usually, because there's so much associated with Scorpio energy and it can be misunderstood. But essentially, it ensures that we're using our full power with consciousness and with love for self. But Scorpio tends to be really concerned about other people, other people's stuff, other people's thoughts, other people's opinions, other people's power, other people's experiences and what they said to you or how they hurt you. And if you don't know how to cleanse and purify all of that, you take it on and you're walking around with it. And this is what's, it's the kind of thing too that can be so detrimental to empaths or light workers who feel like they have to carry other people's stuff, other people's energies. No, you do not. You do not need to carry that at all if it's not yours. And so there's this reclaiming of your power and what is really authentically you and what is not. And what you say, oh, no, that ain't mine, sister. No, sorry, brother. You know, sorry, friend. Sorry, family member. I am not holding that. I am not carrying that. I am not going to be a part of that. And so you get this new understanding of your power. Jupiter in Scorpio is showing you that, showing everybody that. That's why we have the Me Too movement, why we have the Time's Up movement, why we have all these revelations that are coming up. Because not only is this Jupiter in Scorpio energy bringing all that stuff up, but it's working nicely with the Pluto in Capricorn, and he's at 20 degrees of Cappy. They're working together right now to say we're going to put some new structures in place that support true power. And really the only way that works is when you honor the power of everyone, where you step out of the archetype of the victim and the perpetrator, where you step away from that dynamic and you say, you know what, this person has power too. So in your life, wherever this Jupiter and Scorpio transit is happening, you are being messages and experiences from the universe, from God, that says, oh, yes, you are powerful, and you maybe have stepped away from that. So let's come back and claim it. So what we're doing now, as Jupiter and Scorpio is in retrograde starting March 8th until July 10th, we're looking at what we forgot to claim as our own source of power. Now, this does include money, financial resources, opportunities with other people. If something didn't happen in the past 5 months, you may get a new or second chance for it to happen. Other people's invitations, their resources, their networks or connections. Scorpio works through other people. It's a relational sign. And so these are the people that you didn't know somebody knew, the hidden networks, the behind-the-scenes conversations, the behind-the-scenes dynamics. Jupiter moving through this energy says, okay, let's bring all this up and out and get it to a better place where it's transformed. And it gives you the opportunity to say, yes, I want that because it's right for me and I claim it. And, hey, this could be great for making money. When a planet is in a retrograde, we work with the energy internally first. So that's what our assignment is to look at where we have not felt powerful. And wherever Jupiter and Scorpio is in your chart, whatever house is moving through, that's where you look for those messages of hidden power. It's behind-the-scenes power. It's strategy. Okay? So that's one of our current assignments, if you will, is to look at this and to be aware of it. We have Chiron in Pisces at 27 degrees. And he's finishing up his time in Pisces. And I've talked about that, let's see, that was last week, definitely I talked about it. And I've talked about Chiron a lot in the past year and a half. We're in a finishing up with the Chiron energies before he moves into Aries. And it comes to a place of real understanding as we get to the new moon on March 17th. Okay, so we're building to that new moon of what you've healed and what you've come to understand about yourself and everything that has maybe hurt or been painful since 2010, 2011. It's coming up to really be finalized and let go. So that's in the mix. And then we also have Uranus in Aries at 26 degrees. He's finishing up his time in Aries, and he's going to move into Taurus in late May. So we only have about 2 months left of Uranus in Aries. And this is the energy of awakenings and who I am and what I'm about and what are your gifts and what are you uniquely capable of doing and expressing. Uranus is the planet of entrepreneurs. This is the energy of everyone saying, I want to work for myself. I don't want a boss. And it's the energy of, well, what does that mean? And am I capable of working for myself? And am I capable of doing all of this on my own? And what does that mean? And how does it look for me? When Uranus leaves Aries, we're meant to have a better understanding of our unique gifts. And you're meant to feel a new sense of self around it. You've been through maybe some really unpredictable ups and downs. Uranus is the roller coaster. Uranus is electricity and what is unpredictable and breakthroughs. It's the energy of, I'm really done with this job and Friday's my last day. And so it's a wild ride with Uranus, but it's meant to shake you up and shake you free. Really, it's a sense of independence and freedom, and also, okay, this is what I want in my life. In my life. Uranus takes 84 years to go through the full zodiac. So he's not going to be in Aries ever again in your lifetime, unless you are this amazing genetic miracle of a person. But he moves through in a way to help you return to yourself. So what is uniquely you? Because over the next 2 months, that's what we're being pushed to claim and to understand and to accept and to embrace and to do something with it, I haven't mentioned this lately, but I have another website called mollymccord.online, and that's where I offer business training for awake and conscious entrepreneurs, healers, spiritual experts, authors, anyone who knows what their soul's calling is and they want to make money in a solid way with it. That's what I help you do. And I have tons of trainings, tons of videos. Just sign in and you'll have access to the free library. But that's one of the things I offer because I've been in the business world for decades and I've helped a number of entrepreneurs on their path. And I feel like it's really time for so many people to get a solid foundation with their work in the world, with their spiritual work. So if you could benefit from that or you know someone who could benefit from that, be sure and check out mollymccord.online because that's part of, setting yourself free from whatever's holding you back, setting yourself free to really be yourself in a very solid way. And that's what I love to help people with. I don't advertise it a lot because I mostly work through word of mouth, and that keeps me busy. But I like to throw it out there every now and then in case it could be exactly what you need right now. So let me take a look. We have our boy Saturn in Cornstill and Pluto in Capricorn, which, again, you know, we've been talking about how the Capricorn energy matures us. And we become more, we become adults. We become very clear about what's required of us in the real world, what our responsibilities are, and what our commitments are, the things that you just have to do. You just have to take care of it. This is just going to be an ongoing theme here for the next 3 years. So wherever this energy is being highlighted for you, Saturn in Capricorn is making sure that we're working and we're working and we're working because he loves to work. Saturn in Cappy loves to work. Now, what's going to happen is that as these planets continue to move into Aries, they're going to make a square to Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn, and they have very different ways that they get things done. Because Aries is now, let's go for it, let's take a risk, I'm ready, let's just, you know, hit the pedal to the metal and go for it. And Capricorn says, now wait a minute, let's think this through. What are the long-term consequences? Do we have all the information? I don't want to take a risk. I don't want to be impulsive. I want to know where this is going. And by the way, I'm in charge. But then the planets in Aries say, no, no, I'm in charge. These are both leadership energies, Aries and Capricorn, but they lead in a different manner. Aries is a risk taker. Capricorn is risk averse. So we're going to have this dynamic in place for, I would say it's an energy signature for the next month until more planets go into Taurus in April. April 20th is when the sun goes into Taurus. So I want to give you a heads up because the Aries energy squaring Capricorn is going to cause frustration because there's a part of you that says, I'm ready, I'm ready, I want it, now, now. And then Capricorn energy says, we need to wait. And you could feel frustrated about something in your life. You could really be ready for something to go and to take off, and you could just get yourself all wound up. You really could if you're not aware that we're meant to go slow. Now, I looked at what's coming up here in March, the rest of the month, and into April, and we're really going to be hitting the brake pedals, my friends. We're really meant to be slowing down, starting with the equinox on March 20th. I have uploaded some videos to my new YouTube channel where I show you the astrology chart and we go through what the planets are saying and how they're talking to each other. And the energy signature for the rest of March is actually a time of going slow and assessing and reassessing and ensuring that you can commit for the long term. And that's going to be hard, depending on how you work with Aries energy, where you want it now. The planets in Capricorn are quite dominant, and they're saying that we have to think long term and honor the timing. Honor the timing. So for all the ways that Aries wants to go, 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 Capricorn says, well, it will pay off if you honor the timing. So I want to give you that heads up. I looked at the upcoming full moon at the end of March, on March 31st, and you just want to go slow. I mean, that full moon, it has all of this stoplights in it. So I'll talk about that as we get closer to it. But for planning purposes, as the planets move into Aries, they're going to square off with what's in Capricorn, and they're going to be a checking in period of, can you commit to this? Can you continue to show up? You might just get this brilliant idea. You might have a new sense of yourself. You might be ready to do something new and to quit that job. But guess what? You walk away from a job, all of a sudden, where's your next paycheck coming from? So the Capricorn energy makes sure that we're thinking things through. We're not being too impulsive. We're not being too childish. We're not being too selfish. And we're aware of the bigger picture. So ultimately, the Capricorn energy works in our favor. But I'm getting this image right now where there could be times when you just feel pissed off and you feel your inner toddler. Your inner toddler is like, but I want it now. And then your inner adult says, okay, I can comfort my inner toddler and just trust the timing on this and know that when it is ready to go, it will be really clear. So I want to give you that heads up for March, the end of March, because there could be big frustrations, but at least you'll know it's really about timing. And it'll shift in mid-April or so, which isn't that long. So that can help, too, with your planning purposes. So it will shift after the Mercury retrograde period is over, and it will shift as more planets move into Taurus, and they have a solid path, a practical financial path that connects and is supported by Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So there's your heads up. Please check out my new YouTube channel, and you'll see more of this astrology through the different videos. I did one for the upcoming new moon on March 17th. I did one for the equinox on March 20th, and there'll be a video as well for that upcoming full moon on March 31st, where we should all just shut the doors, shut the windows, and hibernate and not talk to anyone. That full moon is really a big checking in point. So we'll talk about that more as we get towards the end of the month. In the meantime, my friends, thank you so much for joining me this week. I'll be back next Wednesday with another live show. And until then, I hope you continue to find the gold and the beautiful things that Jupiter in Scorpio is asking you to dig in and claim powerfully. And I hope that that feels really good for you as we continue to go through this crazy, wild cosmic ride. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your presence and your connection. Thank you as well for sharing this show in your Facebook groups. I really appreciate that and how it's helped reach more people that way. And I'll see you back here next Wednesday. Take good care. Bye-bye.